Bethel is preparing for a visit from 4 Obama administration cabinet secretaries tomorrow. The delegation includes HUD Secretary Donovan, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, Education Secretary Arne Duncan, and Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. They're stopping in Bethel and Hooper Bay as part of a rural tour of America. Angela Denning Barnes has been following the action leading up to the event in Bethel. She says the advanced planning group from Washington, D.C. has been in town for almost a week.
They're coming from the different departments, and they each have an advanced planning director. And so they've kind of been living here in Bethel for the past week, checking things out and making sure things are going to go well.
And what about security? What special security is in place?
They're trying to make sure, from what I understand, they're trying to make sure that the secretaries are pretty insulated from the general public, especially like during transit, except for the special events that are happening on their agenda when they're scheduled, you know, to meet with the public. So they don't want people around them, you know, as they're coming and going from buildings. They have set up that they, you know, want the secretaries to have a private entrance into the cultural center and, you know, have some private welcome meetings and that kind of thing, and pretty much stick to the agenda as to, you know, when the public will have a chance to actually see them and then talk to them.
And Angela, what's the buzz around town? How are people feeling about this visit?
I think people are pretty excited. They're very excited for this opportunity to, you know, not only see all these secretaries locally here in their town at the same time, you know, and then all the hoopla that goes with that, but they're excited to, you know, have the chance to actually, even if it's just for 1 minute or 2 minutes during this town hall meeting, to have their own voice heard. That's kind of an opportunity of a lifetime, I think. And I think some people are really taking that seriously, and they're preparing and trying to get ready what they might say, you know, in that short little time slot.
Angela, do you think the cabinet secretaries can really get a sense of life in rural Alaska in such a short time?
Well, that's a really good question, and that's kind of the lingering question for me. I know they've been traveling around the country already on this rural listening tour, but Alaska is so very different from other parts of the country. And then certainly rural Alaska is different than any place else. So I think one thing that they definitely have going for them is this trip to Hooper Bay. You know, 3 hours in the village will be a great thing for them to experience, because Bethel itself is a town of 6,000. It's a hub. It's a regional hub. And for a lot of residents out here, you know, most people live in the village. So, you know, I think it'll be great for them to see these new structures like the new wind turbines and the new housing units and the new clinic, you know, so they could see that their funding is in fact being used well and these structures are really helping the community out. But at the same time, I hope that they have a chance to just visit and hear from the everyday people, the local folk, about how they're living day to day. And, you know, if they can squeeze that all into 3 hours, then I think they'll be the better for it.
You've lived in Bethel a long time. Does this compare to any other event you've seen there before?
No, not at all. I mean, in my 10 years here, we've had U.S. secretaries visit Bethel, but this is kind of totally on a different level, and, you know, it'll be a great experience just to see how it all pans out.
Angela Denning Barnes is the news director for KYUK in Bethel.